Well, it's time to take a closer look at the Arizona Cardinals from the Arizona perspective. We welcome into the studio via telephone Kent Summers from the Arizona Republic. And Ken, I think Eagles fans are looking at the Cardinals and saying, how good is this 2-0 football team? What's your opinion so far?
Well, they've played well enough and in clutch moments to be 2-0, and they're, you know, just a real thin difference between that and being 0-2, but that's kind of the league. You know, looking at the team, they're very good defensively. We knew that coming into the season by the way they played the latter half of 2011. It's a Steelers-type system, and they play it very well offensively. You know, I guess you could call it a work in progress, but, you know, I think fans here are still waiting to see the progress. They played well in brief stretches and done just enough to win games, but they still have a lot of problems on that side of the ball, starting up front and then inconsistency at quarterback between John Skelton and Kevin Cobb.
So in theory, it's a very interesting matchup. Then the Eagles come to town with this really high-powered offense. They've been plagued by turnovers, yet they lead the league in total yards after two games. They've got the speed at wide receiver, running back, quarterback, tight end's been very productive. Yet, you know, it's kind of the unstoppable force that stops itself against the immovable object in the Arizona defense. How do you see this matchup?
It's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be interesting. The Cardinals were able to control the Eagles last year. Historically, they've done a pretty good job against Vic. You know, between Atlanta and Philadelphia, I think he has something like 66 pass attempts and has never thrown a touchdown against the Cardinals. You know, last year they didn't blitz Vic much. They you know, tried to contain him and make him into a passer, and it seemed to work. But, you know, the one emphasis the Cardinals have had defensively this year over last is getting turnovers. They weren't able to do that last year with only 10 interceptions. It's something they really want to change, and they think they have the people to do it. And so far in the first couple of games, they have. So it's, you know, they know it's going to be challenging because the Eagles, you know, obviously are as good offensively as anyone in the league, but they really think, you know, they match up well against anybody with that defense, and especially at home.
Ken, how do they use cornerback Patrick Peterson? We know how dynamic he is early in his NFL career, and certainly in special teams, he's just unbelievable. But as a cornerback, do they match him up with a certain receiver? Do they move him around? Do they blitz him? What can we expect to see from Peterson on Sunday?
They usually match him up against, if the other team has a clear number one, an elite receiver, or a guy they're especially worried about, they'll match him up against that guy. I mean, last week in New England, it was Brandon Lloyd. This week, I mean, who knows? It could be, you know, DeSean Jackson. They put him on for the rest, you know, for the entire game and let William Gay handle the other side. I mean, they've really asked a lot of the kid. I think he's played, you know, between defense and special teams. I mean, I think last week he played maybe 90 snaps.
Wow.
But he's a really good player. He developed over the latter half of 2011 as a cornerback. And I think he's just getting better at that position. I think he's a Pro Bowl guy at that position, and we all know what he can do as a returner.
If you were designing an offense, how would you attack Arizona's defense?
That's a good question. I think you can run the ball against them. I think you have to be able to. Their defensive front has been pretty solid, but it's not a huge group. You know, Darnell Dockett at left end's about 290. Their linebackers are smaller, but they can really run. I think you have to be able to run the ball a little bit. I think you have to be able to attack, I think, William Gay, the other cornerback. You know, he's played well in a couple of regular season games. He gave up some things in the preseason. And I think you have to have a smart quarterback who can really read what Ray Horton, their defensive coordinator, is dialing up. And when they come at you with the blitz, to really make them pay. I would run a lot of screen passes. I would run a lot of draws and trying to get these guys, you know, sometimes they get so anxious and try to get upfield so much or blitz so much, they can be vulnerable to that stuff.
All right, so, Kent, let's turn our attention now to the other side of the football. Eagles fans, obviously very aware and I guess they feel familiar with Kevin Cobb. The last we saw of Kevin when he was in Philadelphia, he was this young, rising quarterback who was productive here in this offense. How has he played out there? The numbers would suggest, despite a 2-0 record, that he really hasn't gotten that passing game going.
He lost the starting job in the summer to John Skelton, which was a huge disappointment, not only to him, but really the organization too, you know, with everything they've given up to get him and the $21 million they've paid him. But that said, he didn't mope and he didn't whine and he didn't pout when he didn't get the job. And it paid off the first game. You know, he gets thrust into the game in the fourth quarter and using the no huddle leads him down the field to the go-ahead touchdown. In these two games, I think he's done exactly what they've asked him to do. I mean, his stats last week against New England weren't eye-popping at all. You know, I think 55% completion rate and, 150, 160 yards. But they went into that game with a very conservative offensive attack. They did not want to panic. They watched Tennessee the game before basically hand the game to the Patriots with three turnovers, a couple of critical ones that, took away scores. And so they were determined not to do that. So they didn't have a lot of plays downfield, and New England stayed in a cover two most of the time. So the Cardinals were content to run the ball, even though they weren't getting much out of it, and throw short passes to the tight ends. And, they just asked Kevin to make a play here and there, and he did that. So I think it was, from the outside, you look at it and think, wow, he really struggled in that game where, if you knew the game plan and from a Cardinals perspective, he did exactly what they want him to. But I think this week is going to be a lot different. I mean, the Eagles are going to play a lot more man coverage, and I think it's going to be up to Kevin to make some plays in the passing game and especially try to get Larry Fitzgerald involved.
Yeah, that's a good segue. I was going to ask you about Fitzgerald and what the Patriots did last week to limit him. And I mean, last year he just killed the Eagles, as you know, here in Philadelphia. I would expect a lot more attention to be paid to number 11.
Yeah, we all know Bill Belichick's philosophy simply on defense is to try and take away what you do best. And they concentrated on Larry. They doubled him almost the entire game, put a safety over the top, just made it very hard for the Cardinals to go to him. And you couple that with, coaches preaching at Cobb not to force the ball, et cetera. I think that led to, Larry only being targeted four or five times. And Kevin missed him a couple of times on, throws that probably should have been there. But he just was taken out of the game. But that said, I think the Cardinals have to make a more concentrated effort on getting the ball to fit, whether that's, drag routes all the way across the middle, identifying when he is singled up outside and throw it up there and give him a chance to, make a play over Asamoah or DRC. They have to get him involved, especially against a defense like the Eagles. No question about it.
Otherwise, what does Arizona bring to the table offensively? It seems like they, averaging 250 yards a game offensively, not a whole lot clicking through the first two games.
No, there's not. They entered the season with an unsettled offensive line situation. Their left tackle was lost for the year, with Levi Brown with a torn tricep, so they had to shuffle people around. Their two tackles, DeAnthony Batiste on the left side and Bobby Massey on the right, had never started a game at those positions. So, and they played pretty well, but it's, nothing's really worked consistently. And the kind of the asterisk to all that is that they played a couple of good defensive teams. I mean, Seattle is a very good defense.
Mm-hmm.
And the Patriots are pretty solid, but the Cardinals have their issues. What they think they're close to is an effective running game. They thought last week that their backs, Beanie Wells and Ryan Williams, barely missed some holes and missed some cuts that could have been significant gains. They thought their offensive line run blocked much better. I think the challenge will be, against the Eagles' defensive ends, with those guys and with two new tackles. It's going to be an interesting matchup. In the first couple games, Cardinals have given those guys a lot of help, with running backs and tight ends, et cetera. So we'll see if the Cardinals can handle that pressure, you know, from those two guys.
Kent, last one here. The Cardinals are 9-2 in their last 11 regular season games. That ties for best in the NFL over that period of time. And it doesn't seem like people are looking at Arizona as, you know, an elite team, which that 9-2 record would suggest. Do you think they're an elite team?
No, I don't. I think, you know, to be an elite team in this league, you know, you need a quarterback. You need a quarterback who can win a game for you. And, you know, maybe Kevin Cobb shows he's that guy. Maybe John Skelton, you know, comes back from a sprained ankle in a week or two and shows he's that guy. I think you need a better offensive line than they have, and maybe that group comes together. You know, defensively, they're an elite team. No question about it. Offensively, they're far from that. They're a gritty bunch, and they really believe they can win these close games. You know, 9 victories, 4 of them were in overtime, and the other 5, the victory margin was no more than 4 points. And
wow.
You know, they seem to make big plays in the fourth quarter, whether it's a blocked field goal or a great catch or a key stop when they need it. So they really have a huge belief system, and it was a remarkable turnaround from a team that, you know, I think why a lot of people don't give them credit is they remember the team that lost 6 of their first 7 in 2011, and everybody's kind of forgotten about them since then, and for good reason. But it's a pretty resilient bunch, and, you know, Ken Whisenhunt has a good pulse on this team, and they really believe they can pull things out even when they're behind.
Kent, will Todd Heap play in this game? It seems like that's the only real injury concern.
Boy, I really doubt it. He didn't practice yesterday. He was in pads at the open part of practice, but they listed him as did not practice. And, you know, that's a big blow to him. You know, I think Eagles fans probably remember that, mm-hmm. you know, Kevin Cobb likes to go to the tight end. It's kind of a safety valve. He had a little something going with Selleck when he was there.
Sure.
And it was the same way with Heap last week. And, you know, it's unfortunate, you know, Heap's been injury prone, but he's hurt last week by a late hit out of bounds by, you know, the Patriots safety Steve Gregory, who's probably going to get fined for it. But I'd be surprised if we see Todd Heap. But the Cardinals think they're pretty deep at tight end, and it gives this kid a chance, a second-year guy, Rob Housler, who's very fast, runs a 4.5, and the Cardinals think he can be a real dangerous guy. So it's an opportunity for Housler to show that you know what he's got, and if he can step up and be that guy.
Hey, Kent Summers, Arizona Republic, great job. I feel like I know the Arizona Cardinals inside and out. We thank you very much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
You're welcome.